Thanks for tuning in to House of Bob. We'll be starting the action a few moments late today to talk to you about something important. Our group is based in Canada. We're very thankful for the many privileges that come with living in this great country, including our access to universal healthcare, especially when our neighbors to the south are without. A member of our group, Christina, is originally from the United States, where most of her family still resides. Right now, Christina's stepmother, Joyce, is fighting a battle for her health. Even with medical insurance, Joyce is without employer benefits and now faces the battle of high medical bills, co-payments, and deductibles. We've included the link in the description to Joyce's GoFundMe where you can learn more. We'd love if you'd consider a small donation to help in her recovery, or even if you shared the link on social media to help spread the word. Thanks so much for listening. Here's Trevor with Hunt for the Last Jedi.
Welcome, once again, to the House of Bob RPG Podcast. Today, you'll hear the finale of our Star Wars RPG one-shot, Hunt for the Last Jedi. Previously, our group, the Hub Tuck Five, take the entrance to an ancient Jedi temple by force from the clueless guards watching it. What will our heroes find in the cryptic catacombs of the mysterious Jedi temple? Life-threatening booby traps? Unhinged and deranged fallen Jedi Knights? Treasure exceeding any bounty's reward? Or perhaps, the greatest reward in the universe? True love. If you like what you heard today, be sure to subscribe for more content, rate us on iTunes, and head on over to Facebook and Twitter to tell us what you thought. Roll on.
So the room that you guys enter into opens up into a larger bay. There seems to be like a large kind of concaved wall with water underneath it that seems like it was some kind of theater screen or something. And then there's a step up from behind that with three sockets that sink down into the ground, similar to rolling one that the other place has.
Where are cartridges fitting them?
The cartridges are sort of like square, but there are kind of control panels beyond that that would fit them. And then in this room, also tucked in the corner, there's some more dusty weird blankets.
I'm gonna rifle through the blankets.
There's nothing in this. There's all you have are two cartridges and a cream sphere that
nothing in those rags
the robot has. No rags. Nothing in the rags.
All right, should we try putting these cartridges in those holes?
Yeah. No, not in the holes, in the
cartridge console. Yeah. Yep.
The holes look like they would take the orb, but they're not divoted. They just drop down.
Ooh. Oh. I think we should look in the other door first before we drop any balls.
Yeah. Well, let's try the cartridges.
Okay.
Let's upload some data before we drop our balls.
There seems to be like there's an existing cartridge in one of the slots with like a green light above it.
Yeah.
And then there's sort of like what would be two yellow lights that aren't lit, and then four red lights underneath it. And then the rest are all kind of like following that similar pattern of like six lights with spots above them.
I guess I'll just try the next two for now.
The next two, pop them both in.
Yeah.
The light flicks all the way up and then bounces back down at the solid green. Now there's three solid green lights lit in the cartridges.
I did it, guys.
Nice.
I solved the cartridge puzzle, but there's more slots, you said.
There's more slots.
We did it, Fanny.
Do we feel like anything happened?
Can we read some information from these cartridges?
Or? Oh, it doesn't even see. Like, there's a screen behind you, but it's blank. It's just rock.
All right, we turn the screen on.
There's no, like, control panel for it. The only thing here other than screens are, like, round sinkholes for orbs.
All right.
Orb-shaped or round items of some kind.
I think somebody should just like stick their hand down there.
Drop the orb.
Oh.
Where? Into the compartment.
No.
Oh.
No! No, don't do that.
I shouldn't do that.
Did you?
I'd stop him.
You stop him?
Yeah.
So do you have the orb now?
Yes, I do. He's got the orb. He's got the hostage.
Do you have anything against
that? And the carbine. How am I holding that?
Depositing the orb
in
it.
Maybe you guys should roll for that to see if...
Yeah, probably.
I feel like you should roll to get that orb in, and you should roll to stop him. So your roll will be... Okay.
It's probably just like opposed agility or
something.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, just agility rolls. So
see who's faster.
So that's what, three green?
Three green.
I need a green.
Agility. And then what's your agility?
Four.
Yeah, four? Okay, so then...
Aren't you also holding a hostage?
Maybe.
You need to roll four purple and a blue. Because the four purple are Dave's...
What?
Dave's opposing agility.
You need
agility.
Dave has
what's the
purple?
Blue?
Because you're holding a dude, probably.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Three success and one disadvantage.
I guess you drop our only orb into a hole that, and now it's probably gone forever.
Success!
Success!
Like, good job.
Success.
You really slammed it in like Michael Jordan in Space Jam.
Is what you hear sort of like resonate out and like dust kind of shoots out of the other two holes.
Whoa.
Do you have a volume switch on your droid body?
Probably not.
It's just the on-off.
Triple three, what the hell did you do?
It seemed like it belonged in there.
Well, let's see what
happens.
I think
you belong in the compactor.
Hey-o!
All right, well, there's no discernible
nice.
Distinctions
only at
occurring
the end
right
of
now.
My life cycle.
Yeah, it may have come sooner than you expect.
Hey-o!
Thanks, guys.
I always like some...
I always needed a hype man.
Some droid bigotry. Nothing like
it. Sorry, Trevor, we heard...
you just heard, like, some resonating... Yeah, resonating sound. It sounds like the whole complex clicked or, like, shifted. You basically heard the door that you came in through close behind you.
Oh.
But you can't see them directly from where you are. You got to kind of go down the hall.
Like I run to the door that we came in through.
The in through? It's just sort of like there's notches in it now. So you have brawn to try and like slide the... Because it vexes out. And so the mechanism that moves that sliding stone wall...
I'll just see if it feels like it was meant to be moved.
Can you roll me a brawn?
Sure. Well, we should just check the other door in this
okay.
room.
Okay, yeah. You guys check the other door. I was just looking to see.
Okay.
It's closed.
Yeah,
so
that
door
is now closed.
There.
The other door... is open.
Imagine maybe we've just switched to the next set of doors that are now open. Maybe. We'll see. Or locked ourselves in this room until we die.
Yep. At least we'll die with our good friend Fanny.
I hate you guys, says Fanny.
Yeah, well. Tough
such
it
a
is.
Joker.
We love you, Fanny.
I think we have Stockholm Syndrome for Fanny. It worked out reverse.
The Fanny Five.
I just admire his hard work.
He really worked that elevator.
Yeah.
All right.
We really make a good fivesome, Fanny.
The other side opens
Fanny
up.
Fanny Five.
Yeah.
You enter into this room.
Oh, this is different from the first room.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it doesn't have the podium.
It doesn't have the lift. There's a podium. And a gray orb inside the podium.
Is there... Oh, the orb's already there.
There's a gray orb in there.
Now we're in the gray sector.
Do we take that and drop it in one of the other holes now?
Maybe.
Or do we need to find a third orb to fill?
All three holes.
Is it just the one door in here that's open?
There's a gray orb that you can use to like slide open
right.
to another door.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Let's just go in the open door then.
Well, that's the door we just came through, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We spin that shit.
Which was the top right.
Is where we came in?
Yeah.
DJ, spin that shit.
So we spin that shit, being the room.
Mm-hmm.
And bottom right door, I guess.
Bottom right. You guys enter this room. Through the...
a different statue.
Yeah, this one's... there's actually like sort of a... Where the statue would be is just sort of like a small hollowed out, like it's been scraped out, but there's no rubble in this room. It just looks like they dug up and like removed this, the statue. So it's just like an empty hole.
Okay. And I'll check the revolving door, but with the assumption that...
The revolving door seems to move with ease.
Oh. I lean against it to look all cool, like...
It's going to have something to do with this.
And then I spin through it.
And then it slides through. Before you leave this room...
Is that a treasure chest? It looks like a treasure chest.
Yeah, there's a treasure chest.
Oh, hell yeah!
Guys, if you want to go ahead, I'll
Gearhead,
just deal with this.
No, Gearhead might be a dead Jedi inside.
Opens the treasure chest and finds two more orbs. One yellow and one clear.
Oh my god, what's even happening anymore?
I can't even hold all these balls.
F1X has an empty cavity, and you got a fanny pack. You have two orbs, the revolving door works, and you have to go back to the deck room to put them back into their holes if you want to put the orbs in the holes. So what are you guys going to do?
I want to see what's in the revolving door first.
You guys want to go through the revolving door?
Sure.
You can only
It's revolving, we can keep going through it, right?
You can go, like, only one person can go in at a time. It's like when you go in a hotel, or like front entrance of a hotel.
I think Artie should go first.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. What if it's a trap?
So who goes first?
Can I squeeze in with Artie?
Just the two of us.
No. Yeah, like you'd have to let go of Artie.
Think of how
to,
romantic.
Like, I have the and then, like, heaviest
push
playing.
Push the door.
Okay. I will go
Here's
first.
Here's how we'll go.
Are no, you? Triple Three already okay. volunteered.
You're going first?
I have the heaviest plating.
Okay, and then shove Artie in, and then you go in the compartment behind him so he has nowhere to run.
There you go.
Okay.
And you can just pull him out when he comes through the other
Perfect.
Side.
Perfect. Just don't right. shove him in a hole.
Yeah, we do that.
Do we have, like, some short-range communicators
yeah.
or anything?
Yeah, you got short-wave communicators.
Okay, so I wait for them to get to the other side and ask them if it's safe.
All right, so who goes through first?
Very brave of you.
Triple Three.
Triple Three enters the room.
Cube
Three. All right. You enter this room.
This looks like the last room.
Is it the same as the last room, or just looks like it?
It's hard to tell from here, but you're pretty sure that the glass is broken in the
so
bottom
different
corner.
Room.
Yeah.
So I investigate the room.
Investigate the room? All right. Roll something for me.
Sure.
Perception.
Two success and two disadvantage.
Two success. You acknowledge that your droid sense sort of... You're picking up on, like, droid sounds in this room with you.
So I'm not alone.
You're not alone, and it sounds like...
I'm not the only droid.
You can hear, like... it sounds very much like what gave away these droids, because now you can't hear them anymore. But it's that they reacted to the sound of you entering this room. So you know that there's droids hiding in this room, but now you can't hear them. F1X, you radio over.
I have detected two other droids.
Cool. When I hear there's droids, I come in.
Let's get them, boys.
All right. You get in there.
The only good droid is a dead droid, am I right?
Wait.
Oh.
Oh.
But we like bad droids. So you're good.
Right.
Yeah.
I am a bad droid.
Wait. That's right.
Yeah, you're in this room.
Bad droid 333. I loved your newest album, Bad Droid 333.
All right. Roll a perception.
Two successes, but four threats.
One failure. That's it. Just one failure.
Two success, five threat.
Whoa!
Where's the fifth threat?
One, oh, sorry, four threat.
Okay. So we both got that exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, three success, but two disadvantage.
You hear of the shocking come to life of shocking sticks far too late as they smack Gearhead square in the face, like,
ow.
Moving his goggles out of
my gear
off of his eyes.
My gear head.
one completely knocks over Fix, and the next one trips.
I just call him
Dan.
Droid 333.
And the third one hits Artie instead of.
That's fine.
Yeah.
How did four of us get hit?
Hold on. Yeah, four of you get hit, except for
Spug.
Spug was hiding behind Artie, and Artie took the blow on that one.
Yeah. How's Fanny doing?
Fanny is staying on the ground, just sort of like, you can't, like, he's just sort of whimpering. He just got smoked by a stun baton.
Artie!
And
I run to his rescue.
Each of you, like, the three of you take eight stun damage to your strain.
Yeah. Whoa!
Still gets minus by soak.
So. Yeah, minus by soak. If I could get you guys to roll initiative now.
Roll your cool.
Roll your cool.
One advantage.
Two and two.
Two advantage for me.
One success.
How many of these dudes are there?
Two.
Seems like someone should throw a frag grenade in their face.
You guys are all in a hallway.
And in close proximity.
You're at the top of the stairs.
Yeah, I think
they literally just knocked us over.
I think we should just end it now, is what I'm saying.
For everybody.
Okay. Someone want to just push him off the...
Me and Spug just look at each other, and we just do a head nod, and then we pull the pins on our frag grenades. Oh.
I want to push him off the bridge.
Wait, so who's going first? Because there's one player. Is your go? You're going to take it?
Sure.
All right, so what are you going to do?
Is he on the bridge? Like, are we on the bridge?
Yeah, yeah, they're on the bridge.
I want to push him off the bridge.
You want to push him over the edge of the bridge?
Yeah.
All right. I guess that'd be a brawl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it, but I'm going to try.
Just excellent.
No, I'm going to push him off the bridge.
Oh, that's cool. If we were Jedis, we could have force pushed them.
Yeah.
Could have.
Yeah, but I'm going to pretend to push him, but at the end, I use a little force push.
Nice.
You guys have to roll perception to see if you even see it.
If I even see you doing the force?
Yeah. Doing the force. What am I rolling against?
You're rolling against one purple and three red.
What?
They have three in brawl and four brawn.
Okay, well, wish me luck, guys. Yeah. We are
screwed. Don't roll anything on the bad dice. And then roll...
Three red? I don't even think there's three red in the box.
I'll just roll one of them twice.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll just roll one of them
three
twice, Trevor.
Red? Why three red?
Yeah, that's brutal.
Man, you gotta watch out for these guys go up against Jedi.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it wasn't gonna be a good idea, but I thought
why don't
have
they
a
go
chance
up against Jedi? Why are they going against us?
You're the only ones here. Really, where are all the Jedi?
Yeah, maybe I should just try to tell them, like.
Not Jedi.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you speak binary?
Yeah.
Talk to them.
The pushing idea just seemed fun.
I mean, it does sound fun. Yeah. I'm excited to see what would happen.
I mean, what's going to happen is that I'll roll three despairs and get cut in half.
Yeah.
They don't have lightsabers. They just got, like, these stun batons.
They'll still find a way.
They'll stun you in half.
Yeah, I should just talk to them. Just ask him to kindly jump over the ledge.
Well, no, I think I just tell them to... disengage training protocol.
Yeah.
Something to that effect.
Yeah.
All right.
End session.
You're trying to command them.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be, it's not a deception check. You're, like, trying to command these robots to turn off.
So coercion, then? Or
yeah.
Push them with your words.
One success, three advantages.
And you're just doing this against one of them?
Well, I mean, if it works on both, great, but...
You have two eyes. You can look at both of them.
I'm just kind of shouting out.
Okay,
in
so
their general direction.
Add one more purple dice.
Okay. Oh. So then no successes, but two advantages.
No successes, two advantages. They both take a step back and they sort of like relax their stance.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're not aggressively like trying to like move you into any way.
Yeah.
They just sort of like they did their hit and now they're like waiting for their
rebuttal. Don't attack them, they shouldn't attack us.
Maybe.
So yeah.
Anyway, walk right past
my turn's over.
Yeah, both of their turns are spent staring at you. Next turn is next player character.
All right, I'm going to try walking past them.
You're going to try walking past them?
I mean, I didn't succeed in disabling their program, so...
Yeah, exactly.
It depends how they were programmed, and that's up to
you. But if they're waiting for an attack, and I don't attack, then hopefully they just stay still.
But you walk towards them?
He's just trying to walk by them, assuming that they're programmed to attack.
Can I see the map that you guys...
Yeah, I
want to
know if I can get past
you. You guys came in through this door, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're on the bridge, and you're here, and you're going to try and squeeze past them? Because it's not a very broad bridge. It's like that. There are handrails on this bridge, but not like the. Yeah, there's handrails on this one.
No, I'm gonna try to.
You're gonna try and walk past them?
Yeah.
All right, they're going to attack you. Because you walked into their space, and they sort of like both assume the position, and start hitting you.
Walked into their bubble.
You walked into their bubble.
Why did that?
Droids are very concerned about personal space.
Yeah, especially these ones. And since you're walking into the attack range of both of them, they're both going to attack you.
Well, it was nice knowing you.
Yeah, I think Dan's going to get knocked out. Melee is just brawn. They miss.
Oh.
They miss each time. They're like, whap, 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 because they're like, they're hitting the railing. They're just too close to each other. But you like you see them striking, so you take a step back, and then they like distance themselves so that they're evenly spaced out so that they don't interfere with each other's attacks next time. But they stand there ready. Now they've assumed the attack position again.
Guys, they're learning. Alright.
Now it's another player character's turn.
Alright.
Do we want to get across this bridge for any particular reason? I guess it's just the direction we were going.
I pull out my slug
thrower.
I don't
like being told not to go across
that bridge. I'm going to follow X3's lead on this one.
Okay.
So there's two of them left?
Yep.
There's always been two. Yes.
There's always been two.
There's always been two.
There's always two.
Always two.
There's always two.
Who's the one nearest to me? I'm just going to fire off my slug thrower.
Shoot him with your slug thrower?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Sick of fucking around.
So that's just one purple dice.
One advantage.
You have one advantage?
Yeah. That's correct.
No success. Didn't throw that slug very good.
It goes to, like, block with the stun baton, and the stun baton flips back, and then the one behind it catches it.
Whoa.
So now the one in front of you doesn't have a stun baton, but the one behind it has two stun batons.
Whoa.
Your turn.
You were just shooting it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if we just keep throwing at it.
Following his lead.
So use your range heavy. Yeah, range heavy, damage 9, crit 3.
This is for the carbine?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Sweet.
So one purple?
Yeah, one purple.
Okay.
So two
success and two advantage. All right.
Well, 11 damage.
11 damage. The one that is unarmed gets shot, flips backwards, and starts to lean off of the edge of the railing, but then comes back. The second one throws its one stun baton, and now its one arm is damaged, so it just grabs the stun baton with its other arm and just sort of, like, spins it around, almost, like, unfazed, even though, like, it's definitely damaged.
Yeah. All right. Time to end this.
Yep.
Somebody else?
Yeah. I say you just shoot with the carbine again, finish them off.
Yeah.
You can have an eye.
I do that.
Yeah. We're just going to carry it over so it makes it look like he's been firing for
It's just been going full Rambo for
just
so long.
Unloading.
It just goes into slow mode.
We're all jumping and getting out of the way.
3 success, 3 advantage.
You do a serious number on it. You get it in, like, the face area. You shoot it in, like, the midsection. And it sort of, like, falls back, but then it holds itself up with its stun baton and then bounces back up and assumes a position with a lame leg and a lame arm and one eye.
I'm a little terrified.
How many advantages did you get?
3.
That's a crit.
Oh, that's a crit?
On a carbine.
Oh, that's right. Thanks, Jake.
Thanks, Jake.
Yeah. I'd say that's
a position and then explodes.
Yeah, that pushes it over the edge and you just sort of, like, you shoot out its other eye. And it just sort of, like, falls over and flips over back at the end of the bridge, and you just sort of hear, like, it crumple and it spurt and die on the bottom of the...
But the other one's still there.
The other one's still there.
But he's mourning the loss of his friend.
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh.
Yeah.
Steven!
I'll miss you!
Kill all of you humans!
No, this is the guy with two sticks.
Only one. He threw one stick at the end of that round encounter, and now he's only got one. Yeah. He jumps over, runs up along the wall, and it goes to jump, but kind of, like, slips on some moss. And as you're laughing, its stun baton smacks your blaster out of your hands.
You motherfucker.
So now you're...
Give me that carbine!
Now you're unarmed, and it's player's turn.
I have two other guns. I pull out my blaster, and I go Rambo 2.
What's your light weapon?
It's a holdout blaster. What am I rolling it against?
One, yeah, because it's close proximity.
Take that!
Meow.
Oh, one success, one advantage.
Like, it takes the hit, but it's sort of, like, just off of, like, its armor. So it's sort of, like, it gleans, and then it sort of, like, assumes a position of attack again.
Crap.
Bad news, guys. All right, I take an action to aim, and then I shoot him in his face.
Okay. Got this.
Watch this, guys.
Trust yourself.
Boom.
Believe in the force.
Wait. Mm. Yeah, we don't believe in the force.
Yeah.
No. But one advantage.
One advantage when you're shooting something?
Yeah.
What does that do exactly?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I knock them off balance or I open up a good opportunity for someone else to shoot.
Yeah, you shoot.
You
get a blue die.
was just going to say that it goes to deflect. It constantly seems to want to deflect blasters with its stun baton.
Right.
And you shoot the stun baton out of its hand.
Oh, that's good too.
Yeah. But it just lands on the bridge.
No, yeah.
It's your turn, F1X.
Someone grab that stun baton.
I grab my slug thrower and take another shot at it.
Do it.
One success and one advantage. So 5 damage.
All right, so that was 4 of you hammering away on this one training droid.
Carbine it up.
Yeah.
Only way to get past this guy's
armor. Carbine in the house.
One success and 3 advantage.
Yep. I'm just firing wildly and I shoot the stun baton and it gets like blasted into his face and like through his like droid head.
He doesn't have the stun baton in his hands because it's off on the bridge because of a shot that Jake managed pop off.
Gotcha.
But as you're firing wildly, he's trying to dodge, and he basically just dodges his face right into a blaster, and it just like smokes his head, and he sort of like falls back, and you're all like, headshot! And then it just stands back up again, assumes a position, but like off-centered. It can't see you anymore, but it's still ready to hit. Now it's its turn. Who is the closest to it again? I think that might have been Dan.
I think that would be me, actually.
Yeah?
Sure.
Yeah. So I got a triumph against you.
Oh, shit.
What's he going to put in that compartment?
I think you just get stuffed into your own compartment.
Oh, no.
Rips off your head, puts it in there.
Oh, no.
So you get 8 stun damage.
So I'm done.
You're done. You're completely knocked out. And smacks you out. And then it hits you in such a way that like your contents just spills out. Like that little inner compartment that had like one of the artifacts and like whatever other sort of like odds and ends and possessions, like gold coins and credits and...
I'm definitely, like, just kind of...
Stop what you're doing to go, like, pick it all up.
Like, oh,
critical system failure.
Barrel.
I don't want any of these to be misplaced.
All right, 3 more player turns.
I'll just try shooting it.
Okay.
4 advantage.
The shots that you're firing keep missing it, but the vibrations of the shot hitting the ground draw its attention, so it punches the shot hole that you, like, you shoot the wall, it punches the wall. You shoot the ground, it punches the ground.
All right. I shoot off the edge then.
Well, yeah. It is now facing in the opposite direction.
All right.
And now it's someone else's turn.
I can try talking to him again. Now that his head is blown off.
Yeah, do it. I'm sure he'll see reason now.
Your friend's dead. Give up.
Okay, well, I'm going to shoot this fucker.
Oh, all right.
Until he dies.
Talk to him with his gun.
Yeah. 7 damage.
Oh, wow.
7 advantages.
That's 2 crits.
Yeah.
You're super frustrated and just sort of like, it's got its back to you and you're like, all right, you're mine. And you shoot it center back and it topples forward and then you shoot it in the back of the knee and it crumples forward and then you shoot it again basically in its butt. And it falls over the edge and falls down to the ground. And you can kind of hear it scrambling around down underneath, so it likely isn't dead, but it's stuck down there.
And blind.
Yeah.
And stay down, you hunk of bolts.
And you suddenly wonder if this bounty's worth it at all.
You told him, Bolthead.
Gearhead. We've worked together for 15 years.
I'm not good with mechanical bits.
And yet you can't remember if I'm Spug or Spock.
You just do that for everybody, don't you? The Hub Tuck 5 find themselves at the end of a harrowing experience with 2 droids that they hadn't anticipated that trained Jedi to become formidable opponents. And they reconsidered whether or not it was what they wished to pursue deeper in the Jedi temples. And so they got lost in the Jedi temples, deciding to try and leave, and just couldn't get out.
Thanks for listening. House of Bob is sponsored by Ian at Bone Island Beers. The music in this episode, including Face Off, Decisions, Industrial Cinematic, Zazzy, and Deep Haze, were produced by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0.
Exactly. Bum 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 bum.